Today's shir is Masechet Megillah Daf Tezayin. We will begin on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to explain the Pesukim of the Megillah. The Pasuk says, V'layla hu nadosh nas hamelech. That night the king's sleep was disturbed. And as the Marsha explains what the Gemara's question is, usually when the Pasuk tells us that the king was, someone was unable to sleep, the Pasuk gives us the reason why that was happening. Here the Pasuk leaves it unexplained. So Gemara is going to attempt to explain what was happening. Amar Rav Tamcham, Nododosh Nas Malka Shel Olam. Kav Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't able to sleep because of what he saw was happening, and he wanted to wake up the world that they should be doing the right thing. Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan say Pshat is, Nodatu El Yoinim, Nodatu Zachtoinim. The Malochim in Shemayim were awakening the people in this world to do, to wake up, so to speak. So some say, who were the Malochim trying to wake up? They were trying to wake up Achshverish to recognize his mistake and what he wanted to do to the Jews. Others say that what they were trying to do was they were trying to wake up Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, and by doing tshuva, the decree would become abolished. Rav Amar, Shnas HaMelech Achashverosh Mamish, Posh Pshat, Achashverosh wasn't under sleep. Naflei Mils Vedate. He started thinking, Amar, Maida Kamon, what's happening here? The Zamnite Esther Lahaman, that Esther invited Haman to this bank, to this meal yesterday, and then tomorrow we're supposed to go again. Perhaps they're coming up with some sort of a, they're collaborating to do something against me. The who gaver, don't make to me, they're collaborating to kill me. Hadar Amar, that he thought to himself, Ihochi, if that were the case, that there was a plot to do me bad, is there no one that loves me, that would inform me of what's going on? Hadamar, then he thought to himself, Dilma Ike Inish, perhaps there's someone, the Ovid Bitu Vosai, that in the past did me a favor, Vlai Piratu, and I didn't repay him for it, Mishim Hochi Mimne Inchi Vlai Maglili. That's why people are not giving me the news anymore, because they feel that there's no point, I don't appreciate. Miyad, so he said immediately, Vyoyim Lahavi as safe as a Chroinus, he said, let the books, the history books, be opened for you in the Quran, and they should be read. And let me see if there were ever such a situation. Melamed shenikron meileim. It's like the Mashal explains. The Pasuk says, v'yikoyrin, they were reading them. What is nikron? There was a nace, as if the book went to that place by itself. V'yimotze kosov. Ask the Gemara, kosav meilei. Kosov means it's being written now. Kasav means that it was written. Melamed teaches us the Gemara. What was happening was Shimshi Meichik the Gavriel Kosef. Shimshi, the Medrash explains, was Haman's son, and he was writing that Achashverosh, that he was since he hated Mordechai, he was erasing the name Mordechai, and Gavriel, who we already find earlier in the Masechta Mefarshim explained, was the person, was the Malach, trying to protect Klal Yisrael. He was the Malach that made Vashti have tzaras or a tail, as we learned. So again, Gavriel came to the rescue of Klal Yisrael, and as Shimshi was attempting to erase it, Gavriel was putting Mordechai's name back. The Ben Yoyada quotes in Alshich that actually what was happening was that Achashverosh had two books. One book had in it like an abridged version of different events that occurred. And then there was another book that had it in detail. When they got to this part in the abridged version, indicating that something happened, Achashverosh asked that they should take out the longer version. We could get the details of the story. And Shimshi was attempting to erase it, and Gavriel wasn't letting him. Omer Rav Asi, Dorosh Rav Sheli Ish Kva Timroso, Omak Sav Shlamatim. If we have regular writing, where something is written here in the king's history books, is Eina Nimchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that it shouldn't be erased. K'sav shalmala loy koshkein. If in this world where it takes a nace, where somebody's erasing and Gavriel has to come and save it, certainly in Olam HaEmes there's no such a question. I saw the Mefarshim explain this Gemara Pidrush. Omak sav shalmata. In this world somebody does something good, but afterwards he can chas v'shalom do an aveira, which can overturn what was done good. Still, if somebody does good, it's never erased. If he does an aver, he does an aver. But what he did, mitzvah, it's never erased. Certainly, in the Olam HaEmes, where after a person does a mitzvah, and he's no longer in this world, there's no concern that he's going to do any more averis. He's not in this world anymore. Certainly, any schusim that he has will be taken into consideration. So, the king asks his assistants, so what did we do for Mordechai? So they said, Loi nasi my dover. We didn't do anything on his behalf. Amar Rava, Loi Nesha are havenis Mordechai. They didn't say this because they loved Mordechai and they wanted to see Mordechai get rewarded. They knew that Mordechai and Haman were enemies, so they knew that if Mordechai gets rewarded, Haman will suffer, and that's what they were anxious to see. The Mashal explains, how do we know this? So he says, because Achashverosh asked, Manasi Yakar Tferes, what honor could we do? So they should have answered, Loi Nasi Ma Yakar Tferes, no honor was given him. They only answered, Loi Nasi Medavid, nothing was done. Indicating, just do something insignificant and that'll be enough. Because they weren't really anxious to see Mordechai very well rewarded. Another pshat that I saw is that in Tanakh, we find that if someone doesn't like someone else, he doesn't call him by his name. The pasuk says, "Madua shalsa madua ben Yishai lobo." He didn't come. He couldn't bring himself to say David's name. He called him Ben Yishai. We find that the Rashi brings down a medrash that by Kalev and the Meraglim, and he wants everybody to think that he was on the side of Meraglim. He didn't call him Moshe. He called him Ben Amram. So here too, the assistants of Achashverosh didn't have any good feeling toward Mordechai, so they said Loi Nasi Imoy Dover. They couldn't come to bring say Loi Nasi Im Mordechai. They couldn't bring themselves to say his name. Heichan Loi. So the pasuk speaks about the pole that Haman prepared to hang Mordechai on. Tana Loi Heichan. He prepared it for himself. So the way the Torah Evan and the Gra explained the Gemara is that, as we've learned earlier, HaKadosh Baruch always prepares the refuah before the Makkah. The pole that Haman prepared was really the refuah on which he would be hung. Another pshat that I saw is that when Haman was preparing the pole, he wanted to make sure it was tall enough. So how did he do that? He measured it with himself. And they ended up using it taka for him. And a third pshat that I saw from the Alexander Rebbe, from the Yismach Yisrael, he says pshat like this. Throughout Tanakh, the word hachona, preparation, means hachona lemitzvah, preparation to do a mitzvah. Here we find the word heichen used not for a dvar mitzvah. We're using it for preparing the pole. But now the pasuk is saying that it was used ultimately for Haman. Preparing a pole for Haman to be hung on is a dvar mitzvah. Vaseikein l'martchei. So Achashverosh calls Haman and asks him, what would you do for a person that did the king such a great favor? And Haman, thinking that he meant himself, gives a whole list. And he says, Asei kele martche. Amalei man martche. Which Mordechai do you mean? Haman asks Achashverosh. Amalei Yehudi, the Jew. Amalei tuva ik Mordechai ikab Yudai. There are many Mordechais amongst the Jewish people. Amalei hayosh b'shar hamelech. The one that's sitting by the shar hamelech. Amalei. So now Haman is backtracking. And he says, Sagle b'chad deskarto inami b'chad nahara. It's enough to give him just one city or one river. That's enough. All of a sudden now Haman's retracting and saying that's enough of a reward. Give him that too. So Pasha Peshat in the Gemara is that Haman now was retracting and saying a small reward is adequate. And Achashverosh said, everything is that I want, and this also. Another Peshat that I saw was that Haman was telling Achashverosh, we can't give all of this honor to a person who's poor. Mordechai has no money. So Achashverosh said, you're right. Give him this city or this river, and therefore he will no longer be poor, and then the rest of the honor makes sense. Another pshat that I saw is, you know, Achashverosh was no tzaddik. He was a partner with Haman. What Achashverosh was concerned was that Mordechai, now the king owes him a favor. What would he ask from the king? Save the Jews. So Haman and Achashverosh immediately planned, we'll give Mordechai this reward, which is all sorts of, you know, honor, which doesn't really mean that much. And therefore, we will have paid up Mordechai, and he won't have any ability or right to ask for anything more. That was their kavana. Al tapel dov mekol shedibarta. Do everything you said. V'ika chomer salvosh v'sasus. Ozo ashkei diyosu rabbanin kamei. He found Mordechai learning with the Talmidim. O'machvalei hilchus kamitzu l'rabbanin. And he was teaching them hilchus kamitzu. We know that when a karban mincha is brought, they did kamitzah. They take the kohen takes a fistful. That's the amount burnt on the mizbeach. Why was he teaching them hilchus kamitzah? So the mefarshim explain, because this took place on the second day of Pesach, 16 days in Nisan, which is the day that they used to bring the minchas ha'omer to be able to eat chadash. So since it took place on the second day of Pesach, they couldn't bring the karbin, so they were learning hilchus kamitzah. And the Chafetz Chaim says, from here we see that in a time where we can't bring kabbonis, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to learn hilchus kabbonis in that time. Davni Nezer and the Meshech Chochmah ask, why couldn't they bring the Omer? As we've already discussed, the Beis Hamikdash began to be built in the time of Kairish. Yes, Achashverosh interrupted the building, but there was already some sort of a structure, so why couldn't they build it? So the Avni Nezer said that when they interrupted the building of the Beis Hamikdash, they also interrupted bringing all kabbonis, and that's why they couldn't bring this carbon. Another pshat, the Meshech Chochmah says, that yes, as soon as they began building the Beis Hamikdash in the time of Kairish, which preceded Achashverosh, they started bringing kabbonis. But the Michas HaOmer is a very unique carbon. It comes from the new barley. Since they didn't have control over all of Eretz Yisrael at that point, so the Omer could not be brought, and that's why they only were Mekayim the Mitzvah, were learning the Halachas. Al Pidrush, I saw two pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat is, kmitza represents that a Jew knows how to limit himself. Here we have a whole pan of flour, and the kohen just takes a fistful. So we learn to be satisfied with just a little. Haman was just the opposite. He wanted to conquer more and more and more. So we're teaching Haman the Jewish way is hilchus kmitza. Another pshat is that Haman was able to understand that you serve whatever God you serve, when you do whatever is a religious act. But to bring religion into every aspect of your life, into the kmitza, into the flour, into the most staple, into the most basic food item, bread, flour, that he didn't understand. That's what they were showing Haman. That's what we're all about, that we bring kedusha into everything. As soon as Mordechai saw that Haman was coming to greet him, the Susei Mechid Biyade with a horse in his hand, Mirsus, he became scared. Omala Rabbanan, so he told his Talmidim, Hai Rishoy L'Migdal Nafshikasi, certainly Haman is coming here to kill me. Zil Mekamei, run away from him. Diloy Tichfa B'Gachalta, if not, when he'll do me harm, you may get harm too. B'Yishat in this Atev Mordechai, at that point Mordechai put on a talus, the Kamal Tzulsa and began to daven. Osir Haman, so Haman came to Yosef like Kamayu, and he sat in front of Mordechai. The Orich ad the Solik Mordechai Tzulusei, and he was waiting until Mordechai finished davening. So the Farshim say Haman specifically sat himself down in front of Mordechai. The Mordechai have Haman in front of me. How could I daven? He won't be able to concentrate properly, and his tefillah won't be a good tefillah. But Mordechai is still daven properly. Amalu, and while Haman is waiting, he asks the students, the Maya Siktu, what are you learning? So we see the Mefarshim point out that even though Mordechai told his Talmidim to run away, they stayed with their Rebbe. Amalei, b'zman shebeis minish kaim, as beis minish was standing, man de manad of mincha, if somebody brought a carved mincha, maise melei comes to the salta, he brings a fistful of flour, or meskapalei, and with that he has the kapara. Amalei, so Haman commented, asem molei kimtsu kimcha dedu, the fistful of flour of you, v'docha asara alfa kasper the day. They had more effect than the 10,000 silver pieces that I gave Achashverosh to agree to destroy you. Amalei, so they told him, Evid, shekarim nechasim, If a servant buys something, Eved lami, Menachas lami, everything belongs to God. You can't win against Hashem. Amlai. So now Mordechai finishes davening, and Haman tells him, Kum levosh hani mani, put on these garments, v'rochav ha'isushi, and ride on this horse. The Bailoch Malka, the king wants you to have this honor. Amalei, so he told him, Lo yechilna ad alna lebeibani, I can't do this until I go into the bathhouse, for Eshkol Amazi and have a haircut. The Lav Ara, it's not respectful, L'shpam Moshe b'mani de Malka, to use the king's items, Hochi, when I not washed and shaved. Shadra Esther, so Esther sent a message, V'satrina l'kula beibani, all the bathhouses, all the bathhouse attendants, l'kumle amni, and she said, all bathhouse attendants shouldn't work today, and all barbers shouldn't work today. I ilu l'beibani, so Haman took Mordechai to the bathhouse, v'aschei, and he washed him, v'ozol aise zuzmi beisei, and then he brought scissors from his home, v'koshoke beimazie, to cut his hair. V'hadid koshokele, as he's cutting Mordechai's hair, Ingad ve'isken, he sighed. Look where he came from. Amalei, amai kamisnachs, why are you sighing? Why? Krechtsing. Amalei, so Haman responded. Gavra dechava koshle lamalka. The person who was so significant to the king. Mekolar of Revu, he was the most prominent of all the ministers. Hashti lejevuni baloni v'sapra. Now he became a bathhouse attendant and a barber. Amalei, Russia. So Haman told, so Mordechai told Haman, you Russia. V'laf sapish of Kfar Katsum of Mayisa, weren't you the barber of Kfar Katsum? Because Tana we learned in a Brisa. Haman sapish of Kfar Katsum, he was the barber of the city, Esrim v'shtayim shana, for 22 years. So Mefarshim ask, there are two ways the Mefarshim describe this question. One is that this was Chol Hamoed, second day Pesach. And Chol Hamoed, you're not supposed to take a haircut. So how did Mordechai take a haircut? So the answer they give is that the Gemara Masechta Maakotin, which Hashem will learn, says that why are we not supposed to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed? Because we're concerned that a person, if he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, he's busy before Yontif. So he'll wait to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, and he'll come into Yontif not properly prepared. So we tell him that you can't take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, to then make sure he'll take a haircut before Yontif. However, says the Gemara, and that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that let's say somebody was in prison before Yom Tov, so he wasn't able to take a haircut, he may take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. So say to Mefarshim, Mordechai was in prison before Yom Tov. He couldn't take a haircut because he had the tinnitus and everything else that we've been discussing. So that's why he's like a prisoner, and he was allowed to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. That's one mahala. But as Yarsh Dvash asked the question differently, he says Mordechai lived in Persia. Persia is in Chutz Loretz. Second day Pesach in Chutz Loretz is not Chol Hamoed, it's Yontif. So one pshat, he says, is that the Beis Din of Mordechai knew when Yontif was really supposed to be, and they didn't hold the second day Yontif. Which is a hard answer, because we keep second day Yontif even though we know when Yontif is. So there's another teretz that he gives, and again, I caution that this answer is lahalocha, nobody should use this lamaisa. Let's say someone, a woman has to go to the mikveh Friday night, and she forgot to cut her nails. So the rabbis cannot say that she could have her nails cut through a guy, because she's not really doing anything, and it's l'tzarich mitzvah. Again, nobody should do this without speaking to a rav. Here too, Mordechai was taka yontif, but there was a tzarich mitzvah. He was going to put on the king's garments, and that's why, through a guy, Haman, he was allowed to have his hair cut. Bosh l'shak l'mazir, after Haman gave him a haircut, l'shinu l'malkei, he put on the king's garments. Om l'sak v'rachav, climb up and let's go on the horse. Om l'lo yichilna, I can't climb, t'kechishi chaylei m'mei t'nisei, I'm weak from all of the fast days. Gochim v'solik, so Haman bent down, and Mordechai climbed up on him, used him as a stool. Kisolik, as Mordechai is climbing up on him, Bortbei, he gave him a kick. Amala, like Sivlechu. So Haman asked Mordechai, doesn't say in Mishlei, ben fol ayvecha tismach, you're not supposed to rejoice when you see your enemy have a downfall. Amala, hani mili b'Yisrael. That's one Jew against another Jew. Abu Tchu regarding Yuksiv, vata abu mesei mesidrach. So Mefarshim asked, Where do we know the halakha before and vech al tismach? Because we learned the Gemara that it was Shvi Shal Pesach, and the Mitzrayim were drowning in the Yam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Masa Yaday Tam B'Yom, my creations are drowning, V'atamayim Mashira. So they were Goyim. So we see even by Goyim, you're not supposed to be satisfied when your enemy has a downfall. So the only tarets I really saw to this question was there's a difference between all Goyim and a Malaikim. All other Goyim, there's a concept of a fall Ivech al Tismach. But Haman was a descendant of Amalek. By Amalek, you're supposed to rejoice when they have a downfall. The Mefarshim also say that this Gemara is the basis for two menhagim that we have in Purim. One menhag we have in Purim is that we change our clothing, put on costumes, just like Haman, just like Mordechai changed his clothing. Another minhag we have is that when they say Haman's name, we stamp our feet. Here too we see that Mordechai gave Haman a kick as he was going up on the horse. V'yikul fanav, and Haman announces in front of Mordechai as he's driving him, Kochi yosel ish, ashamel chavetz v'karez. So is done to the person the king wants to honor. Kevin nokat v'ozel b'shvila de Haman. As he's walking down the road that he lived on, chazite barte, the kaima agra, Haman's daughter who was standing on the roof, saw one person leading the horse with another person riding on it. Savra, so she thought, hi the rochav, the person riding on the horse, avua, is her father. The hi the mazgit kameh, the one leading the horse, is Mordechai. Shokal atzitz the beis akisa, so she took the urinal from the bathroom. V'shed sa'resh davua, she wanted to embarrass Mordechai, she threw it on her father's head. Dal ene, and then she looked, v'chazad davua, she saw that she threw it on her father. Nafla me'igra la'ara, so she jumped off the roof for Mesa. The first one explained, why didn't she able to realize? Because obviously when Haman was leading Mordechai, he was embarrassed that he had to be leading Mordechai. So he went bent down, so she couldn't see his face. Moreover, he was obviously hoarse from screaming, Kachi Yosel Ish, so she didn't recognize his voice. Behind the Ksiv, V'yosha Mordechai Ashar HaMelech, Omer Rav Sheshes, Sheshov Letzakala Tanisai. He went back to fasting. Even though he saw the tide turning, he wasn't sure that this was it, and he went back to Davin. Others say, based on what we explained earlier, since he knew that Achashverosh really wanted to continue doing bad to Klal Yisrael, and he was just trying to pay him off, so that's why he knew that tefillah is still required. V'hover nitchal abeisa, over v'chafu rosh. Over abitoi, he was an avelis because his just daughter had just died. V'chafu rosh al shiiroloi, that this garbage ended up in his head. V'yisapa homo lazeresh ishto l'chol ahavav. Ask the Gemara. In one place, karlai ahavav, his associates are called the people that love him. In another place, they're called hachamam. Om Rabbi Yochanan, kol amadav hachamam. Afilu b'umis ha'olam. If somebody says something smart, even though he's a guy, nikra chacham. He's still called a chacham. So the Chassam Saif explains the Gemara. Why should it be that if somebody is not Jewish, but he's a chacham, so he's a chacham? So the Chassam Saif says, certainly somebody who's smart makes no difference what religion he's from. But sometimes you see a person who's not smart, and he still says something smart. So if he's from the Jewish nation, you know why he's saying chachma? Because he learned Torah, and that makes him smart. But the goyim don't have Torah. So it still says the Gemara that he could say Dvar Chochma. He says, Im Yizer Yudah Mordechai, Amalei, they told him the following. They told Haman, Im Yishar Shvatim Kasi, if he comes from other Shvatim, Yichotele, you could prevail over him. However, Im Yishavet Yehuda Binyam Vafraim and Menasha, if he comes from one of these four Shvatim, Lo Yichotele, you can't prevail over him. Yehuda Diksev Yotcha Ba'arav Evecha, Yehuda is able to have his hand in his enemy's neck. They are so strong, you can't win against them. The Pasuk says, Nafal Tipal, a double wording. They're compared to the dust, and they're compared to stars. When they're down, Yardim are offered, they're down to the earth. Oyim Adla Kacham, they're up to the stars. So part of the Gemara is like Klal Yisrael, either they're all the way down, they're like the dust that everybody tramples on, or they're like the stars that are on the top of the world. Another pshat that I saw is like this. All other nations, we've had this in the Gemara many times, are under the dominion of Malachim. Klal Yisrael is under the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when are we under the control of Hashem? If we do the right thing. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just ignores us. So if we're not doing the right thing, we're under offer. There's nobody watching over us. When we're doing the right thing, Hashem in heaven is the one that's watching over us. Continues the Gemara. V'sirisei ha-melech ha-giyu v'yavhilu. Melamed shehi giyu be'abahala. So part of the Gemara is, Haman's going through all of this, and as he's going through all of this, he doesn't have time to think, he is called back to the meal that he was supposed to have with Achashverosh and Esther. And Pasha Peshat again in the Gemara is that Esther specifically wanted to keep him off guard. I saw another beautiful Peshat. Why did Esther invite Achashverosh that the Suda should take place in her home, in her room, not in Achashverosh's room? The answer is because, as we learned in the previous Gemara, Esther, when she came into that room, davened, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Zaftani. In the room where Achashverosh lived, there were tzlamim, there were images. So she can't daven with it as an Avodah Zarah. So she invited them to her home where the no Avodah Zarah was. But Haman, as we learned, always wore a tzalim around his neck. So she purposely brought Haman before he could change, before he could put on his tzalim again, so she could be able to daven without an image in the room. So she said to Achashverosh, Kinnikaron ani v'ami, kena tzar shav benezek ha-melek. Amar loy tzar zeh, this trouble, ain't a shav benezek ha-melek. He keeps on making trouble for you. Ikne be'bevashti, he was jealous of Vashti, the kotla, and he was the one that caused her to be killed, as we learned from Muchen Zahoman, it was his advice that she should be killed. Hashte ikne b'didi, now he's jealous with me, u'mebo'y l'miktali, and he wants to kill me. V'yam ha-melek ha-kashverish, V'yomel Esther Malka. Ask the Gemara. V'yomel Yomel Amali. Why does the Gemara? Why does the pasuk use the word V'yomel twice? Amar Avu. But Chila Ayde Torgman. Till now, Achashverosh never spoke to Esther directly, because in those days, people of royal lineage did not speak to people of the lower class. Given that he wasn't aware that Esther, who she was, so he thought she was a commoner, so he can't speak to her directly. However, Kivan Amrleim the Beis Shaul Kasina, now that she told him that she's a descendant of Shaul, so she's of royal lineage. So now he could speak to her directly to Yomel Esther Malka. Of course, the Ben Yayad explains that when they were in private, he spoke to her directly. But publicly, until this time, they never spoke directly. But time of Esther. Esther says the Megillah, Ish Tsar V'Oyev Homan HaRazeh. Amr Rabbi Lezer. She really was pointing to Achashverosh, he switched her finger. So Farshim asked, what was she doing that she was acting this way to Achashverosh? So Farshim answered that she really was pointing to Achashverosh. She's saying, Haman is really starting up with you. He's your enemy. However, Achashverosh might have misunderstood her pointing at him, and that's why the Malach pushed her finger away. Another Peshat, the Chazanish says, Esther had on herself the Midas Ha'emes. And the truth is the truth. And Achashverosh was an enemy. And she was ready to say it, no matter what the consequences, but the Malach prevented it from happening. The Malach comes because the king is angry and goes out to the garden. Then, the Malach Shav Meginas Habis, and he comes back from the garden. Says the Gemara, Makas Shiva Lakima. We compare how he's going out to the garden to his coming back. When he got up, he was angry. When he came back to the room, he was angry. The Ozov Ashkech Lamaka Isharis, as he went out to the garden, he saw Malach Isharis, the Imelik Gavri, they looked like humans, and they're ripping out trees from his garden. Vomlu, and the king asked them, Maiv Daich, what are you doing? Armalei, the Pektin and Haman. Haman told us to do this. So Farshim asked, where did Haman tell him to rip out trees? So I saw three terutzim. One terut says that Haman worked with lies, so his downfall was through lies. Another pshat is, a human, ka'odam eitz asada. Haman wanted to destroy all of us, it's like ripping out trees. Another pshat is, Haman took the tree to hang up Mordechai from the king's garden. And now he saw this tree's missing, so he asked, where are the missing trees? So he said, those are the trees that Haman took out to hang Mordechai. Say now he comes back into the palace. For Haman Neufel Amita. Haman is falling on the bed. Asking her, Neufel, falling? Not fall me, by the way. She said that he fell to beg to Esther. Amar Belezer, Melamed Shabar Malach. As Achashverosh walks into the room, a Malach came. Vepil Aleh. and he threw Haman on top of Esther, looking like he was assaulting her. Outside I see you doing things without my permission, and inside you're doing inappropriate things, you're trying to assault her. I'm here and you're trying to do something like this. Chavon is the one that tells Achashverosh, use the pole that Haman prepared for Mordechai for Haman. Chavon was part of Haman's group. However, when he saw that Haman was on the was having a downfall, Miyad Baruch, he changed sides. The pasuk says in Eiv, when he sees that his friend is in trouble, Baruch Yivrach, he runs away. So the Dibna Magid has a beautiful explanation about Chorvonoi. How do we know that Chorvonoi wasn't good? He says a mashal. He says there was once somebody who was blind, and he was being led by a person who could see. Given that the person could see and the person who was blind couldn't, he stole from him whatever money the blind man had in his pocket. And then the blind person realizes that his money is missing. And he starts to cry, my money, my money, my money, I'm missing my money. And this person who was leading him, even though he was a ganef, had rachmanis, and he says, here's back your $20. So he starts to hit him. He says, why are you hitting me? I found your money. He says, you didn't find my money, you stole my money. How did you know it was $20 that I was missing? The same thing here. Chorvonoi, how did you know that the pole that Haman prepared was for Mordechai? And there was 50 amas tall. It must have been you're part of Haman's group. Continues the Gemara. He said something nice, but he was, the Gemara says he was part of that group. Continues the Megillah telling us, the king's anger subsided. So the question is, why does it say shechacha? It should say shach. Shtei shechachas halalu. Lama achas shmach, lama. Why? Achas shmach shalaylam. Vachas shalka shveres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu subsided his anger from the fact that Klal Yisrael, we discussed earlier, had served the image of Nebuchadnezzar, not a detshuva, and he was meichel them, and Achashverosh now calmed down. Achashverosh was angry at Haman for what his advice was regarding killing Vashti, and now he was also angry what he was going to do Esther, and now he calmed down. So the Gemara digresses. The pasuk says that when Yosef met his brothers, Lekulam nosen ish chalifas simlalos. Each one he gave one suit. LeBenyamin nosen chamesh chalifas. Benyamin he gave five suits. Ask the Gemara. Ef shedovish nitzdar ba'os tzaddik. The thing that caused all the problems. Yekoshaboy. Now Yosef is going to make the same mistake. Domer Rava b'machasya. Omer Rav Chama b'guri. Omer Rav. B'shvil mishkol shnei sloim milas. Shehoisev Yaakov liYosef mishar echov. Because the ksoinus pasim that Yaakov made for Yosef, that was just worth two sloim more, that caused the jealousy between the brothers and Yosef. And this galgal adov of Yodav Esenel Mitzrayim. And that's what caused them to go to Mitzrayim. So the Mashal explains the Gemara this way. He says, we can't compare the story of Yaakov and the brothers to Yosef and the brothers. To Yaakov, they were all equal sons. So there's a question, why are you treating one son better than the others? Yosef, Binyamin was a full brother. They were all half brothers. Moreover, they sold Yosef. He didn't. So what's the question? Says the Mashal. Clothing is what got us into the trouble in the first place. So now you're going to take clothing and again create this jealousy? Didn't we learn from this mistake? And he says a beautiful raya. Because the pasuk says also that he gave Yosef 300 meyer kesef that no one else got. Why aren't they jealous about that? Because so some say they taki gave it to them, gave it to Benjamin quietly, nobody saw. Others say they understood that there's a different relationship between Yosef and Benjamin. But clothing, which got us into the trouble, that's what you're giving him? So Mefarshim asked, they didn't go to Mitzrayim. Tosfos talks about this. They didn't go to Mitzrayim because of this. There was a gzeirah. Vavadim v'inoisam, that will go into a galus. So why is the Gemara saying because of this extra ksinus pasim? So Mefarshim explained a number of terutzim. One terutz is, why do they have to end up in Mitzrayim, Chassam Sofer says, which was the worst place in the world. The Maral says that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira, there something has to be something to trigger that gzeira should happen. This was what triggered it. Another terutz I saw is, we know that the count of 400 years doesn't begin from when they arrived in Mitzrayim. because we're really only in Mitzrayim, only 210 years. It begins from the Bris Ben Absarim. So just like the first 190 years, they didn't have to be working hard in Mitzrayim. They could have had more years that they had the Gzeir, but not with this sorrow. This is what caused the tzaras. So why did he give Binyamin these extra suits? Amr Binyamin ben Yefes, Ramaz loy. He was giving him a remes. Sh'asa ben lotzis menu. Binyamin would have a descendant. Sh'yotz mofnei melech v'chavish levush malchus. They would wear five garments. Nem, as the pasuk says, Amarach hayetzah b'levush malchus t'cheles. So as the Gra explains, the five suits that Binyamin got weren't worth more than the one suit that the rest of the Shvatim got. So there was no jealousy. He just wanted to give him a remez regarding Mordechai. Continues the pasuk, since we're talking about what happened with Joseph and his brothers. For Yipal al Tzavri Binyamin Ochiv. Ask the Gemara, Kamet Tzavarim Havalei Binyamin. Tzavri is Losh Rabim. A person only has one neck. Amar Belazar. Boch Hashnei Mikdashim. He cried in two batei Mikdash. Shasidim Liyos Bechelkish Binyamin. The Beis Mikdash was in the portion of Binyamin. Vasidim Lichariv. That will ultimately be destroyed. Or Binyamin Boch al Tzavarov. And Binyamin cried on his neck. Bocha Mishkan Shiloi, she also liyas bechelkel she Yosef. He cried about the Mishkan Shiloi who was going to be in Yosef's portion, Vasa Lecharev. So Mekspashim explained, the Beis Hamikdash is called the neck, because just like the neck is on top of the person, Beis Hamikdash was the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. Some Sofer explains, the neck is what connects our head to the rest of our body. The Beis Hamikdash is the place where earth and heaven met. Why did they start to cry now? So the Mepharshim said, beautiful pshat. They should have cried when Yosef announced himself. Why are they crying now? So he says, because now they started realizing that Golus was going to begin, the Golus Mitzrayim. So Yosef said, this is not the only Golus Klai Yisrael is going to experience. We're also going to experience the Golus of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Mepharshim asked, Shiloh being destroyed wasn't a negative, because after Shiloh we got a Beis HaMikdash. So why was he crying? So first we say he wasn't crying on this Mishkan Shiloh. He was crying on the city of Shiloh that was destroyed. I saw another beautiful shot. We know that why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. Here Yosef and Binyamin were crying on each other's shoulders, showing that they loved each other, and that would be the way to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Yosef continues saying to his brothers, "V'inei nechem royes, your eyes see v'inei ache binyamin." Amar Beleza, Amalhem. Yosef said to his brothers, "Shein she'em believe al binyamin achai. I have no complaint to binyamin. Shlahayu b'mecharasi. He wasn't there when I was sold. Kach ein believe aleichem. I have no complaints to you. Kefi habadab aleichem. Kefi kein libin. It's not just I'm saying it. My heart, I mean it." Continues the Gemara. Ula'aviv sholok kazois. Yosef says to his father Yaakov, "Asar chamarim nois mitum Mitzrayim, 10 donkeys carrying the best things of Mitzrayim." My mitum Mitzrayim, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yomim ben Yefes, Amar Belezer, sholach loy yain yoshin. He sent him old wine. Shadaz zekedim noichim menu that elderly people enjoy. V'yel chugam echo v'yiplu lefonof. Amar Rabbi Yomim ben Yefes, Amar Belezer, hani de'amri inchi. The brothers bow down to Yosef. Tala be'idnes sagadlei. The facts. There's a medrash that says that 11 months of the year, the lion is the king of the animals. 1 month of the year is the fax. So when the fax is the king, you got to treat him like he's the king. So here too, Yosef was the king, they had to bow down to him. Ask the Gemara, Tala, calling him a fax is as if he really didn't deserve the kingdom, he just got it. Ask the Gemara, why is he any worse than his brothers? Says the Gemara, Liyitma Hochyitma. Vishtach Yisrael Rosh HaMitop, Omer Binyam Vayefes, Omer Beleza, Talib ibn Sagadla. Yaakov Avinu bowed down to Yosef, even though he was the father and Yosef was the son. There's a Gaval de Gavart from the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes says that we know Chosin Doim Lamelech. A person, while he's a Chosin, he's like a king. So he says, just like the Gemara says, Talib Idne, when the fax is the king, he's the king, Sagadla. So too, says the Imri Emes, used to tell Chosanim, while you're a Chosin, Chaparaim, you're a Melech. He says there's a medrash. The medrash says there was a city that every year they appointed a new king. Every year they appointed a new king. So the medrash says the smart people knew that they're only going to have to be king for a year. So while they were king, they took whatever they could and they put it away in the bank. The person who was foolish didn't think that the year is going to end. And at the end of the year, he was left with nothing. And in fact, this is Gemara's used la locha lemaisa. It's used regarding the question which is a complicated question. Do we make the bracha? There's a bracha that's made on a king. Do we make the bracha nowadays? The Pesukim can say that if the bracha is made, which is a question on its own, even if the king is a president and he's not, he has a term of 4 years, 8 years, whatever, so maybe it's only somebody who has a lifetime term. Here we see that even somebody who has a temporary term can be considered a king. Yosef consoles them. He said something that made sense. He said, if 10 candles couldn't extinguish me, who's only one candle, ner echod, one candle, certainly could not extinguish 10 candles. So the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Yehuda represents Torah. Torah is compared to light. So Mefarshim explain, why don't we say Torah means Torah? So they say, beautiful Pshat, the Divrei Shaul says. Light, it was light for everybody. Light's not only for Jews. So it must be that Torah doesn't refer to light. What is light? It must be Torah. The Yakar is Eilat Tefillin. David HaMelech Rashi said he was rejoicing with the Mila, because when he used to go to the bathhouse, he had no other mitzvah on him besides the Mila. The tefillin shall make the nations scared of us. The Farshim explained these are the four things that are signs between us and Hashem, and that's why they wanted to abolish it, and now when the Nes Purim happened, they came back to us. Sfas Emes says, Pshat in the Gemara is like this. A Jew has to realize, what is Oira? What is light? Light is Torah. What is Simcha? Simcha is a Yontif. What is happiness? Mila. We think that fleeting things are what's light and happiness. Ruchnis, the things are supposed to be the real light. Aseres pnei haman. Omer Rav Ada ben Yafin. Aseres pnei haman. Vaseres. The words of Aseres pnei haman. Tzorach l'memer ben Shimachas. All 10 sons have to be said in one breath. My tama. Kula ba'hada adadi nefka nishmasayu. They were all killed at one time. So Pash Pshat in the Gemara is... So the minig is that we all say it ourselves. What's Pash Pshat? Since the Chazan is going to say it so quickly, you may not hear him, so you have to say it yourself. But another Pshat, famous Tzofnes Paneach, says that why, when we have to hear Kriya, whether it's Kriya Satayra or Kriya Samagila, don't we say it ourselves? Because Shameya Ka'ina, if somebody else says it and I hear it, it's like I said it. But that, he said, is possible for Kriya. But Neshima Achas, there's no concept of Shemei Kaina. So to be Mekayim Neshima Achas, we do it ourselves. The Aloha, however, is, Taisus already says it, that let's say the Baal Kaira didn't or couldn't do it, you still Yaitse Kriyas Megillah. But the Yerabbat says, interestingly, that let's say the Baal Kaira couldn't do it. He didn't do it. But he could do it. He should try again. And he also says, even though we start B'neshimachas for Chamesh Shmeis Ish, if the Baal Kaira sees that that's too many words for him to do B'neshimachas, he should start a little later, Aseres Pnei Haman, and do it B'neshimachas. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, Vav de Vaisusa, one of Haman's children's name was Vaisusa, Tzor Nitcha B'Zekifa. So there's a lot of Pshatim Zekifa. One Pshat is that you have to raise your voice when it's said. Another Pshat is that it has to be elongated when it's pronounced. Another pshat is that it has to be a long vav in the Megillah. Another pshat is usually the vav, the top of the vav bends upward. This vav we make straight to represent the pole on which they were hung. Tzol mechim is a kufa kumar dai the livrois, like a straight pole. My tama. Kula b'chad z'kifas d'kifu. They were all hung up in one long pole. Amar Rav Chanina, Bar Papa. Dorash Rav Sheil ish kfat hamrasa. Kol ha-shiris kulais. Whenever we have a shira, whether in the Torah or Navi, nechtavis arichas l'gab l'veina, v'veina l'gab arich. Machlokes Rashi and Taisus how to learn this. But Pash B'Shad is that as it's built as brick sapot. It's either two half, if we have a look in the Shir in the Torah, you have like two half bricks on the side, then the line under it is a whole brick under, and so far, so on. However, chutz m'shira zu, umal k'nan, this Shira, and the Shira that discusses the kings of Canaan, shariach al gabe riach, v'legeina al gabe levena. The words written are on top of each other, and the empty space is on top of it. Ma tama, shlei tuhei tukumason, they should be straight, and if they're straight, they don't have so much support. We want them to fall without any foundation. Continues the Megillah. The Jews in Shushan Abiram killed Amravu, Melamed Sheba Malach, the Satra Piv. Achashverosh wanted to tell Esther, it's enough. But the Malach didn't let him say it. On the contrary, the Malach made Achashverosh say, what else do you want to do? And the Sfas Emes explains, why did Esther so much want to kill people in Shushan? Because Shushan was the city where Haman's family lived, which we discussed earlier. They were descendants of Amalek. Esther, being a descendant of Shaul, who we also discussed earlier, made the mistake of not killing Agag, wanted to correct that mistake, so she was anxious to kill descendants of Amalek. That when we read the Megillah, we can't just repeat the story by heart. We have to read it from inside the Megillah, which we'll discuss more in the next paragraph. The Megillah is called Divrei Shailam VeEmes, Amrav Tanchum, Vamalei Amrav Asi, Melamed Shetzricha Shirtet, Kamita Shaltaira. Now, Machlok is showing what this means. Some say, Rashi says it means a Sefer Torah. In a Sefer Torah, we have to have lines engraved to write on. So too in a Megillah. Others say it's not a Sefer Torah. Others should say it's a mezuzah. Omama Esther Kiem, asking Marmaima Esther in, only what Esther said, no. Is that what saved the day? Divret Tzoymus Loi. Answers the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochan, Divret Tzoymus Umas Kiem. Through the fasting and what Esther did, that's how we had the Nes. Yimei Purim Eila, Kimotcha Yehudim, Mishnah Melech HaKashverish, the godly Yehudim, Rotz L'Royv Echav. Says the Gemara, L'Royv Echav, most of his brothers were satisfied with him, V'Loy L'Chal Echav. Muhammad Shapirsha Men HaMikzah Sanhedrin. Once he came, this Posh Peshad in the Gemara, once he came to a position of power, and he wasn't able to sit and learn, and lead Klal Yisrael, there were people in Sanhedrin who were no longer satisfied with him as they were previously.